Welcome.
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 You're listening to Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Welcome back to Built by Us, a podcast created by Democracy North Carolina. In celebration of Women's History Month, we're sitting down with the women of Democracy North Carolina staff. In this episode, you'll hear from Kamaria E. Lawrence, Regional Managing Organizer in the Western Piedmont region. Kamaria grew up in the Charlotte metro area and has lived there for the majority of her life, only leaving for her undergraduate studies at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and her graduate studies at Clark Atlanta University. Registering her first voter at the age of 6, voter rights have long been a major part of Kamaria's life. She came to Democracy NC after a 7-year career in electoral politics, beginning with Organizing for America. Kamaria has organized for political and issue campaigns in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama. She is a member of her church's social justice ministry, and she is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, where she has always advocated with fellow members for the purpose of voter rights and education. In her free time, she loves to travel and spend time with her family. Keep listening to hear all about what Women's History Month means to Kamaria.
I am very proud to be a female, a woman, just very grateful for that. My name is Kamaria E. Lawrence. I work as the Western Piedmont Regional Managing Organizer here at Democracy North Carolina, based in Charlotte. Happy Women's History Month. The first time I heard about this month of celebration was actually in undergraduate school. I graduated from UNC Greensboro in 1999, and heard of Women's Day at church, but not Women's Month, the entire month. And it's like, I don't know what this thing is. I know about Black History Month, don't know about Women's Month. I learned about it there. I learned that it was a thing. Then coming home to Charlotte, I'm seeing more celebrations in the community, more honoring of women in the community. And when I look at my own life about the phenomenal women, a month is really not enough, but it's definitely a beginning. I am a social studies nerd. So in 1981, I believe, is when Congress passed the law which authorized and requested to proclaim the week beginning March 7th of 1982 as Women's History Week throughout the next 5 years. And in 1987, after being petitioned by the National Women's History Project, that is when Congress passed the bill or the law that designated the month of March in 1987 as Women's History Month. So Women's History Month, to me, it means honoring women who have been working, building, thriving, and surviving. And there are two different discussions happening. I'm thinking back to when I was in graduate school at Clark Atlanta University, learning that feminism is a fight. It was founded by white women. Not that it's bad or that it's good, but it was founded by white women. Womanism is Black women. And that is something that doesn't have to divide us, but it's very important that we're very clear of what it is and what it's not. Womanism is a term that was created by Alice Walker. Alice Walker is a known author. She coined the term womanism in a short story, Coming Apart, in 1979. She defines womanism as embracing the courage, the audacity, and self-assured demeanor of Black women, alongside their love for other women, themselves, and all of humanity. And she championed it by Black feminists and other women. What I experience may not be what a Caucasian female experiences. It's not the same. I will never know what it's like to be a white woman, and that's okay. But I also am going to honor the fact that someone else will be coming from a different intersection. They will be bringing their own truths, their own stories. And that's what makes America a potential beautiful thing once we figure out how to do this America thing correct. I'm not going to be marching and fight the power and all this stuff for everything. but if it truly represents the community that I come from, the life that I'm living, then I'm definitely going to be down. With my employer, Democracy North Carolina, I feel empowered because we are led by two women, not just two women, but two Black and Indigenous women. I really am blessed to work here with people who may not have the same life experience as me, but they can kind of see what I may be experiencing as also being a Black woman. I feel welcomed, I feel understood, I feel challenged in a healthy way. I feel that I'm given opportunities to continue to grow, and I can be my total self here at work. Something that I have experienced, not here, but in my career, being a woman has been challenging. I'm a woman who is a breast cancer survivor. As of last year, I had my 5 years in remission. I am a survivor. If you ever wonder why my fingernails are so long, it's because I don't have cancer. I just keep growing them. Some people get a tattoo. I chose to decorate and grow my nails. That's a side story. It's part of my celebration of being a woman with medical challenge because I also have multiple sclerosis. I'm in remission with that. I have worked in places previously where people are like, well, is she going to be able to do the job? Because you know she has a disease. Is she going to be able to do the job? Because you know she's legally blind. I also wear really strong glasses. I can see. But all these questions, all these challenges have been posed to me. I'm like, let me show you how I do this. I don't do it. I do it well. I know how to do it. I'm trained to do it. And I'm not going to let you take away the confidence that I have to do what I know how to do. Sometimes I am my own enemy. I have recently learned in the sense that I'm working so hard to go above and beyond to prove to myself that I can do this, that, and the other, that I've taken the energy and the enjoyment away from the task. And it's like, you're racing yourself. It's healthy competition. I think so. I am a competitive person by nature, also known as your starting basketball center that one single year in life in eighth grade. But it's good for me. It keeps me healthy. It keeps me agile. It keeps my mind sharp, being on top of what is important to me and what is important to the community, whether that's my neighborhood community, my Black community, my religious community, anything. I'm going to do my best. And I'm very grateful that I don't work in places I have worked before where people try to challenge you on being a woman. There are several women that I admire. One, the first one and main one, is my own mother, Rosemary Lawrence Young. Rosemary is one word. My mother is amazing. She's a little tiny person. I'm 5'10". I weigh more than 200 pounds. She is not that at all. My mother is the second of 8 children, but she's the first daughter. So she's the second child. And she's the first one to graduate from college. Her parents did not graduate from high school. However, she went on to Johnson C. Smith University, which is very close to our local office for Democracy, North Carolina. And she was able to go there on an academic scholarship. She was able to thrive there. She studied history. However, she found her calling in finance. She is Charlotte, North Carolina's first ever revenue division manager, also known as the person who bills you for your city services, such as water. And everything she does, she really goes beyond exceeding. She is amazing. She's one of those people who is a math genius. She can do all these mathematic equations in her head. I'm not gifted in that way, but she is. She is a caring person. She is a loving person. And she really works hard to support those in the community. Somehow she always finds herself to be the treasurer of something, the financial secretary of something, or the recording secretary of an organization. I appreciate that. She's not afraid to do the things that most people don't want to do. I love her because she loves us. She loves my older brother and now my bonus sister and the children that they have had with their respective spouses. I'm not really giving you a whole scope of everything that she's done, but amazing is one word to describe this woman. Another woman that I came to really admire, especially when I was preparing to go to graduate school in 2001, is Asada Shakur. I read her book, Asada, after listening to a song by the musical artist Common. I was like, who is this? I want to know more. And it's more than just a song. She has a real story. And that's a book I recommend to anyone, regardless of race or sex. For me, Kamaria E. Lawrence, this month is about loving myself as a Black woman. This is about loving the community that I come from. This is about encouraging me to open my eyes and look at the intersections we spoke of earlier. This can be a whole lot. And for me, having experience living with multiple sclerosis, it's showing me that any of us can be in these spaces and places. And it's so important for us to never say, I don't want to work with you. Look at other people who could be allies, whether these are Caucasian women, Latin women, indigenous women, or even men from these same backgrounds. We need each other, and it's only going to work if we realize that we need to lean in and listen, 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 and not just talk to one another, but listen to one another and collaborate.
Connect with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DemocracyNC. Or you can visit our website at democracync.org.